My wife asked me to go shopping with her today to help find a new dress. Thank goodness I have this program to do. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. This hour, we have a very, very special guest. I've been doing this show for about a year. I have been trying to get this man on for almost that long. Henry Bushkin. He was Johnny Carson's attorney for 18 years. He was much more than that. He ended up being his confidant, his business partner, his marriage counselor. At times, it seemed like he was his best friend. He knew the king of late-night television better than anyone, better than any of the Carson wives, better than I think Johnny's family even knew him. Johnny Carson was huge. We will never see a television star of that magnitude again because there's just way too much media. The 1960s, the 1970s, the 1980s, Johnny Carson was the late-night television host. He put the country to bed every night. You watched his monologue. It spoke of the times. Henry Bushkin helped coordinate the career and the empire that would become what we know as Johnny Carson. He has written what I think is a fabulous book. I read a ton of books for this show. This is by far the best book I've read in the past 3 years. If you haven't done so, it is well worth your time. It's in hardcover, paperback, the whole thing for your Kindle. Henry will join us and we'll talk about the book and we'll break some news as well because Henry is involved in a very interesting project based on the book and you'll want to stay tuned and you're going to want to listen to what I think is a very interesting conversation with Henry Bushkin. And then Christina Staffa will be by and we will play a little game. Choose the fake headline. My son, when we went to Washington, D.C. last month, we were at the museum, and I hear him cracking up in the corner. I'm thinking, uh-oh, something's going on. He found this book of news headlines, and there were three on each page, and one was fake, and two were literal, and they were in a newspaper somewhere, and they are very, very interesting, and some are just incredibly funny. So I have not read the book, and Christina Staffa will leaf through it, and she will quiz me. And we will behold some of these, yes, real headlines that appeared in American newspapers not too long ago. We start things off this hour with going shopping with my wife. You know, if you ever have to go shopping with your wife, your spouse, your partner, whatever, it's a no-win situation. My wife turns into a different person when we go shopping. Because, all right, here we go. We'll go shopping and we start walking through the store and she's looking for a dress for a wedding that we're going to. And oh, here's one she may want to try on. But you know what? There may be another dress somewhere else she may like better. So we wander all through the store and we're out of the dress section. Okay, we're over in the bathing suits. Don't know what she's going to find. Oh, now we're in shoes. Now we're over near washers and dryers because she always thinks there could be some dresses stuck somewhere else. Oh, there's got to be one up. No, there isn't. And then we go and we wait outside the fitting room. And you know what you're in for. A no-win situation. Out she comes. Don't I look terrible in this? Oh, I like it. Oh, you're just saying that because you want to get out of here. Yes, I am. No, it looks nice. You look great. You cannot win. I would suggest this to every person in America, every person who's listening to this around the world right now. You need to find something that you need to do that is incredibly important to your sustenance, to your own survival. And it has to be done the very moment that your significant other wants to go shopping for any kind of vanity purpose. And that usually means clothing. I don't want to know about it. I don't want to deal with it. Just show it to me after you fall in love with it. Oh, you don't really like it. Doesn't it make me look not good? My, I think there needs to be something added into wedding vows. And I promise to love and honor you, but I also promise to stay home whenever you want to go and shop for clothes till death do us part. And even then, I'm not picking out the clothes. Stay with us. Henry Bushkin coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Waynesburg, Ohio. Cat.
From the heart of motorcycle heaven.
Motorcycling's changed so much. Everybody's buying into our lifestyle.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The future.
Motorcycling's changed so much. Everybody's buying into our lifestyle. Most of them don't believe in fighting for their rights as a motorcyclist. Anybody that rides a motorcycle should be a member of their state's rights organization. We're not against helmets. We just believe in the freedom of choice. New people, they just don't get it. They take it for granted. These guys will just be legislated right off the road. And it goes down to being able to modify your bike the way you want. They don't fight for their rights as a motorcyclist. Their freedoms are going to go the way of the whip.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
A survey of top bosses shows creativity is the most essential skill in today's world of work.
What's the secret to getting your creative juices flowing? Mixed emotions.
A study at the University of Washington found that people in between highly relaxed and highly stressed were more creative than people reporting one or the other.
Participants with mixed emotions were able to make unusual associations, which led to unconventional creative connections.
So when it's time to get creative, unwind a bit if you're anxious.
If you feel completely at ease, think about a goal you haven't achieved yet to foster some positive stress.
Be happy but not content. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.